I know everything that happened to you. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Lord, bless your word. Let us pray. Father, we honor you. We praise you. We thank you. Have your way continually in this service. Send your word. Help me crucify my flesh that I won't get in your way. And we pray and we plead the blood of Christ that the enemy won't get in anybody's way. That this word will do exactly what you have ordained it to do. We know one thing, it will not come back void. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. We want to talk about a faith that won't keep quiet, a faith that won't shut up, a faith that won't keep quiet, a faith that won't keep quiet. Faith is crucial for any Christian because Christians walk by faith and not by sight. That seems simple, but it's so hard for us to get that in our minds. We walk by faith and not by sight, which means that if you can't see it in the natural, you might be able to see it in the supernatural. I think co-pastor told me in the message she preached, God puts his super on your natural. That makes it super natural. What I like about it is I don't have to go find super. If I got Jesus, I already got my super. I just got to hook it up to my natural. They got supernatural. It is our faith that makes the promises of God a reality. Our faith gives us the power to believe in something that we can't see naturally, but we can accept and see spiritually. Sometimes it's a vision. Sometimes you have a dream. You can see yourself. You can see God doing something in your life. And even though it hasn't happened yet, you accept and you receive it. Because it came straight from God. And why does God have to lie to us? But how do you get this faith? Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Dust off the Bible. Crack it open. Faith cometh by hearing and understanding. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Because it's through the word of God that God speaks to us. That's how he ministers unto us. So we need to know what the word of God says to us if you're going to have a faith that won't keep quiet, a faith that won't shut up. Hebrews 11 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11, 6 says, directly to our relationship with Jesus Christ, it says, for without faith, it is impossible. Without faith, it is impossible. It didn't say it might be probable. But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's a powerful verse, because don't come to him if you don't believe he can do it. Don't come doubting. First of all, pray about that doubt. Say, Lord, help me get rid of my doubt. Lord, help my unbelief, that I might understand your word and believe you for what you promised me. So I want to come to you in faith. But I got to believe that you are who you are. You say to who you say that you are. I got to believe that you're a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Why would they say diligently? Because one time ain't going to do it. Pastor, I went to church Sunday and God ain't done nothing yet. Well, that's not diligent. That's when it happened. That's why you came. Diligent means that you continually seek him and you continually just meditate and worship him and praise God about it. You just go through your daily chore, your daily walk, whatever, and you can just call on the name of the Lord. You don't have to have a special canvas, a special scarf, a blanket, lay down, and you ain't got to face City Hall, Mecca. Just pray. You ain't got to have all the candles lit in your office, cause the fire alarm sprinkler system to go off. As a matter of fact, you got setting up all that stuff. You ought to be tired by the time you, what life will they pray for? You may have forgot about what you're praying for. Have you set your candles up, get your favorite book, get your favorite oil, and get your little scarf, and get your little mat you got to lean on and everything, and make your face a certain way? Just go ahead and pray. God already knows who we are. All that preparation. Sometimes if something happens quick, you don't have no time to prepare. That's how you help folk out. You could be walking out and see somebody sick, getting a car accident, and you talking about, well, let me lead you to Christ. Lead me to heaven. Say a prayer for me. You gotta be able to get in there and do what you need to do. But you gotta have faith. Because if you don't have faith, you will not talk to God the way you ought to talk to him if you don't believe you can do it. If you don't have faith in him, you're just, I ain't gonna talk to God. I'll get somebody else to talk to God for me. But sometimes God wants you to show up. God said, I keep hearing somebody call this person's name. I ain't seen them. I ain't heard from them yet. I know the name, but I haven't heard from them yet. They must not be interested. I'm speaking for God. They must not be interested. They ain't come pick up their sandwich yet. They must not be hungry. Come on. You helping somebody out, they won't come by. Somebody call you and say, can I borrow something? And you say, yeah, and they never come get it. Then they say, can you bring it to? Never mind. Let me stop. Somebody go. It's going to remind somebody of somebody in their life. I don't want to do that right now. I won't get you all messed up. Lord, you figure, well, if I can give it to you, you just come get it. Oh, y'all know some people like that too, huh? Amen. Hallelujah. You'll find Jesus instructed his disciples in different areas, especially when they were on the ship on the sea. He says, oh, ye of little faith. You know, one time he's right there in the ship with them. Master, carest not that we perish? We like that sometimes. Jesus is on board our ship. And because of little, you know what broke loose in our life, we think he doesn't know about. Jesus got up, rebuked the winds and the waves. He will get up and rebuke stuff in your life. And then after he get that situation, he's going to turn around and tell you, you little faith. He won't embarrass you in front of the winds and the waves. He'll take care of them. Y'all calm down. Y'all get out the way. Let me talk to my child. You little faith. Nobody wants to be chastised in front of the enemy. He took care of all that stuff. Then he turned around and told y'all got a little faith. And somebody said, well, I thought you had faith the size of a grain of mustard seed. But see, that little doesn't mean little. That little means sufficient faith. Adequate faith. But if you look at little as far as size, quantity, you're going to mess up. But an adequate, sufficient faith would mean, do you believe me enough? When he was walking towards them on the water, they got so afraid. He said, it is I. And then when he cursed the fig tree, he tells them in Matthew 21, he says, look, if you got faith enough, you could tell that mountain, be thou removed into the sea, and it will go. And he's trying to show his disciples, you got to have faith, but you can't be like a fig tree. You can't be phony. You can't make like you got fruit. And when I get up on you, all you got is leaves. Oh, my God. You ever met some folk like that? Not in the church.
outside the church. Faith for the Christian is essential and crucial. In our scripture for today in Mark 10:46 to 52, we have a faith that won't keep quiet. It seems that there is something in our call or cry of faith that Jesus hears and responds to. It almost made me think that faith has a voice. Somehow when you call out to God in faith, and you call out to Jesus, he hears something. It's like your child calling you. You can tell when your child wants something, and you can tell when they're in trouble. It's a different inflection. And you can tell because you know them. You've been with them. They are part of you. You've been around them. But it's something that when you cry out to Jesus in faith, he hears something different than what the crowd hears. As a matter of fact, he hears above the crowd. You could be in a crowd and you know your child's voice, or you know your husband or wife's voice. You could be in a crowd and you could hear somebody call. Sometimes you say, wait, somebody calls me. And it's a familiar voice. Lord have mercy. But there's something about Jesus hears him crying out to him and he responds. It's as though that the faith of the Christian carries a different kind of voice with it. It's like Jesus knows who's got faith and who doesn't. Oh, my God. That's why he asked the woman, remember the woman with the issue of blood? He said, somebody touch me. But he said, your faith hath made thee whole. It's something about that faith, and that's what we need. As we look at Mark 10, 46 to 52, let us consider, number one, a special need. Some of us right here today have special needs and can't nobody deliver that need but Jesus. Amen. Amen. I think Reverend Terrence said, I tried a whole lot of stuff, but guess what? I had to let go and let God. Amen. And sometimes he'll let us go through till we understand that we need to let go and let God. So number one, a special need. Number two, a cry for help. And number three, Jesus' response to this cry. Number one, a special need. Number two, a cry for help. And number three, Jesus' response to the cry. Now, as we go through this, we got to remember blindness was considered a curse from God for sins during biblical times, but not according to Jesus. I like what Jesus, whatever they believe, he come and say, I don't believe that stuff. That's why he met the woman at the well. He said, okay, y'all go ahead and call the cops. I'll talk to a woman in public. They don't bother me none. I got something all y'all need. Go ahead and do what you got to do. Let me mess up your establishment. That's what Jesus does. When you let Jesus in, he will wreck your house because he wants to get it set up so he can do what he needs to do in your life. So all that stuff we hide and everything, Jesus said, look, if you really want me to come in here, let me come in here. But number one, a special need. Look at this man in verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people were with him. But then blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Here is a man begging, but here's Jesus, his disciples, and all these people with them. For them, it looked like it was a parade. We're just going to the next town. I come to let you know, sometimes people think it's a parade, but it's not a parade. Some people come to church, they think it's just another service. And you sit next to them and say, I beg your pardon, I come to get me something. This is not just another service. This is not just another Sunday where I come to spend time with the Lord. No, it's me. I need something. I got a special need. I don't know what you're hearing. I don't know what you're hearing, but I'm hearing something different in the crowd today. He had a special need. He was blind. He was begging by the highway side, begging because when you had this type of infirmity, you couldn't even work. But look at verse 47. Look what he did. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David is a messianic title. And what Bartimaeus is saying, Jesus, I know who you are. And I accept you. You are the Messiah. I gave you a messianic title. I didn't just say Jesus. I said, Jesus, thou son of David. Jesus, thou son of David. I need some help. And he cried out, said, Jesus, have mercy on me. And look what the crowd did to him. Look what they tried to do to him. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. Folk always trying to tell you to shut up, but they don't have your condition. You at the highway side begging, they walking by you. Hi, Barty.
They cool with what they got. They are content and they want you to shut up. And he's crying out, I need some help. He had a faith that wouldn't be quiet. Because they told him, won't you chill, man? But he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. That's why I said earlier, when God is moving in the service in a certain way, don't be shoo. Don't let folks tell you, will you please sit down, miss? Will you please sit down, sir? We don't do that in here. Oh, no, you can't scream. No, don't speak in tongues up in here. We better leave folk alone. They're trying to get what they have a special need. They're trying to get that. You don't know what they went through last night. How you going to tell me to sit down? I was standing up all night. Lord told me if I pressed my way, he would bless me. And I, look, you're not getting in my way. I don't mean no disrespect. Go back to your usher post. Get out of my face. Oh, come on. I got a faith that won't keep quiet. Lord have mercy. Sometimes you need a blessing so bad, you got to break the house rules. Oh, we don't usually have people rolling on the floor. Well, guess what? If I got to roll on the floor to get my blessing, excuse me, because you're about to get rolled over. Come on. Anybody ever doing so bad, you just got to do what you got to do to get what you got to get to go where you need to go. They're going to tell him to be quiet. He blind. He begging. They marching in the parade.
Jesus ain't got time to heal you.
Folk cold-blooded when they got what they want. That's why God requires that we love one another, care about one another. That's when he says that one's down, we all down. One's up, we all up. Amen. This way we won't walk by folks and say, oh, that's a shame. And turn our heads and go on with our bounty to our own home. We ought to care about folk. And he charged him, he said, hold this peace, but he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And I have to interject this right now. It seemed like Bartimaeus was saying, look, y'all ain't going to tell me to shut up. I don't know when Jesus is going to walk by my way. None of y'all come pick me up and take me to church. The parents' family ain't come get me to take me to church. I don't know when Jesus is going to come by my way again. And I've been begging for money, but guess what? Just somebody coming by that I don't need their money. I need a touch. Sometimes you got to get arrogant enough to go for yourself. He cried the louder, said, y'all ain't going to tell me to shut up. I have an opportunity to get my sight. If I let them pass me by, if I be quiet, what you going to do for me? I don't want your quarter in my cup. Not when Jesus is here. I'm not saying I'm not grateful, but today I don't need your offering. I need Jesus. You do never let an opportunity to be blessed pass you by. They want him to be quiet. But what I like about a faith that won't keep quiet, Jesus hears something in that call, in that cry. Look at verse 49. What did he do? And Jesus did what?
Sometimes your child will call you and you can tell by their voice, you won't. Oh, you drop everything. Whether you're cooking, driving, or what. Let me pull to the side.
Jesus heard the cry of Bartimaeus and Jesus stood still and he didn't say bring him here and he commanded. In other words, everybody stop. Somebody's calling my name and they need some help. I want everything to stop. Everybody be quiet. But he commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good comfort, rise, he called thee. I can imagine, all right, you got his attention. Chill, man, he wants to see you. Be of good comfort, he called thee. And look how Jesus responds. Bartimaeus cast away his garment, rose, and came to Jesus. See, when you leave everything that you had to come get what you need, that's awesome. He, whatever he had on, he just, I'm going to get me something new. Yeah. You ever get a new coat and you treat the old one bad? Come on, I wish I had a witness here. Come on now. The old one looked good till you got the new one. It looked good. You picked the lid off of it. You brushed it. Oh, I wish I had a witness up in here. Y'all too rich for the brother. Okay. But when you got that new one, you're like, Bartimaeus felt that Jesus was going to do something new in his life. So he took off his cloak. He rose and came to Jesus.
I like verse 51. He said, and Jesus answered and said unto him. Wait a minute. He said, have mercy on me. He said, what did Jesus answer me? Bartimaeus, when he cried out in faith, Jesus heard something in his cry out, said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. Jesus heard something because he said unto him, what will thou that I should do unto thee? And you know what? It's obvious to Jesus, because he's omniscient, he know what Bartimaeus needs. But instead he says, for the cry, what do you want me to do? Bartimaeus, want me to fill your cup with quarters? So you and your family come over tonight and count them and roll them up and put them in the bag? In other words, don't miss an opportunity with Jesus to bless you with what you need. Don't go asking for all that other stuff. And the blind man said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. I remember one time, I think they did an interview with Stevie Wonder, and somebody in the Ebony magazine asked him, how does it feel to be blind or something like that? And he said, well, never having seen, I don't know. Oh, come on. In other words, you don't know what Bartimaeus is going through, but you thought when you went by the highway and put a quarter in that it was all he needed. But when he heard Jesus was coming by, he said, Lord, I want to receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, go thy way. He didn't touch him like in the other scriptures. He would put spittle, put mud. He said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Why? Because he had a faith that would not be quiet. I come to let somebody know today, you need something from God. You need to keep on saying, Jesus, thou son of David. I need this and I need that. And forget the folk next door. Forget the folks down the street. They keep telling, I don't know why you keep on going to that church. I don't know why you keep on believing in that Jesus. I don't know why you keep on paying your tithes. I don't know why you keep on in that ministry. Don't look like nothing happened for you. Wait a minute. It's about to happen. By the time you and I get tired and want to give up, it's about to happen. Don't let the enemy get in there and mess you up. You cried out and Jesus is about ready to stand still. Say, hey, what you want? But you let the crowd get all in your ear. Hey, shh, be quiet. Don't go to that church. Man, ain't going to do nothing. Fellowship with the saints, they ain't going to do nothing. They couldn't tell Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus said, no, I'm going to get my blessing. I'm going to call out. I'm going to cry out. Bartimaeus like, I don't care. I don't care what y'all do. Y'all going to throw me in the river? Everybody that bends up bad, you need the Lord to bless you so bad you don't care what the people did to you. As long as Jesus heard you. He stopped everything. He let the crowd know everybody's important to me. Oh, my God. Even the ones that have different kinds of physical challenges, they are important to me. They're made in my image. They deserve a blessing from me just like you do. Here's a man that heard I was in the crowd and said, hey, Jesus, I need a touch from you. Jesus said, thy faith hath made thee whole. And Mark loves the word immediately in the book of Mark. Mark says, immediately. Immediately. Can you imagine what happened to the crowd? Everybody knew he was blind. But immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Because he had a faith that would not keep quiet. A faith that wouldn't shut up. You ever have a little kid, you try to keep him quiet? You're all in the movies, you're all in the church, you're like, shh. And they just blah, 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 blah. Sometimes the babies start talking to each other. I don't know no baby language, but they someone say something, a baby say something to another baby, say, I'm going to respond to that baby. I heard you, baby. And they just going on and on and on. I don't know what they talking about. That's the way it is sometimes. You don't know. You be praying to God. Sometimes you get to say stuff. You don't know what you're saying. You get it, but the Holy Spirit will make an intercession. Sometimes if you stay there long enough, you begin to speak the language of God. And God knows exactly what you're talking about. But you got to cry out to him by faith. You got to have enough faith. Don't be proud. Don't be too proud to cry out. That pride will mess you up. But you got to believe he can do it. That's the only way you're going to call. You don't call anybody that's not going to help you. Amen. When you're in trouble, you don't call folks that know can't help you.
How many times have you been in trouble? You call somebody worse off than you?
I'm waiting. Okay.
So you always want to call somebody that can help you. And somebody that is willing and able. Now, Jesus is willing and able. He said, go that way, that faith that made you whole. As soon as you began to see, what did he do? He followed Jesus. Some of us get our blessing and we go a different way. I got what I needed. Won't see me no more. To the next episode of my life. Next season, when the new season comes on, the new show, I'll see y'all there. But you got to learn how to follow Jesus. So he cried out, and Jesus said, stop everything. I'm going to bless this man. There are situations and conditions in our lives that only Jesus can minister to. And you got to learn how to wait on him. We're an impatient people. It took me 20 years to make a mess out of my life. I want Jesus to mess me, to fix me up in 20 minutes. Do I have a witness? 20 years to mess my life up, and 20 minutes, Jesus, I know you got the power. Jesus, flip the switch. Sometimes he had to, you know, decode us. He got to take us out of some stuff. And you want to know we're serious about it. Because some folk, if you put too much change in life, they don't like it. Oh, you're going too fast. Oh, I ain't going to give all that up. Oh, no. But you can't be afraid to cry out in faith to God for your healing or for your blessing. And guess what? No matter who's around, stop inviting people to church to worship with you if you got to be chewed around them. You need a healing. You sit there, hallelujah.
My pastor started praying.
He's like, go get with you. Go, oh, come on. You got to get it ugly with it. Let the makeup fall off. Let the hair, never mind. I'm messing y'all hair today. Let the hair. But you know, if you know emotions, get the good stuff that don't run. What's it called, y'all? What's the stuff that don't run? I don't know. Hey, man, it's all right. You come out and say, you been to church? Yeah. Look like you've been in the fight. I was with the devil, but I won. Lord, have mercy. Look like you've been in the struggle. I was in the struggle. But guess what? I got my blessing today. I got my deliverance today. I got my healing today. I've been walking around too long and cute, hurt, messed up, blind. But today I was fed up with being messed up. And Jesus, I felt his presence heavy in the place. Well, I said, you know what? I'm tired of faking it because I ain't making it. I'm tired of putting on and tired of putting up. Jesus, will you stop by? I need you. You get to a point in your life, you don't care who here, you don't care. You got to do that sometimes. Folk in church talking about, oh, he crazy, she crazy. They say, look, I don't call me what you want. I need a touch from I wonder what's wrong with him, what's wrong. You keep on wondering why I'm getting my blessing. Keep on wondering. Keep on looking at me. Sometimes you just got to go for it. Because you've been dealing, you've been tussling with God. And God made a promise to you. And he said this Sunday. Not next Sunday. And the enemy will mess you up. Because as soon as you get in the church, you feel like everybody looking at you this Sunday. Everybody here on my dream. That's the enemy. Say, enemy, look here. I don't believe he brought me this far just to leave me. Somebody needs to cry out to God. In faith. You've been keeping that thing quiet too long. And in your quietness, the enemy is getting taking advantage of you. Getting the victory over you, like quietly getting the victory. It's one thing to dress up and come to church. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you all mess up inside, you internally struggling, you're going through internal turmoil, you all mess up, your mind all messed up, your heart all messed up, your emotions all messed up, and you sitting in here singing a song, oh, to Jesus I surrender. You singing and you clapping your hands and shouting and you not getting your deliverance. You need to release the stuff on the inside. You can take care of the outside. God takes care of the inside. And when you feel the Spirit of God moving in his face, you got to cry out, Jesus, thou son of David. I'm tired of this little tin cup. I need more than a tin cup full. I need more than somebody say, next year. I'm last year. I pray for you. Oh my God. There's nothing wrong with that, but I need more than that. That gets me here, and I need to be there. I've been here too long. And since nobody knows it like I know it, let me cry out for myself. Let me cry. Can nobody tell my story? I know what I told the deacon when he called me. I know what I told my deaconess, but can't nobody tell my story? It's something about getting in front of Jesus that makes you just feel it and don't feel ashamed. Oh, let God know. He'll stop everything. Stop the whole crowd. Stop the parade. Somebody just hit a sour note. Somebody called my name. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, you want to stop the service to pray for somebody? Yes. You going to change the order of the service? God did. Oh, my God. When we cry out in faith, it seems that God hears our need like no one else can hear it. If you could just hold on for an answer. Anybody here been going through it for a long time? It seemed like a long time. You've been struggling with stuff. The key is to let the stuff go and hold on to God. Because if the stuff is messing you up, what you need it for? Amen. Hallelujah. Think about it. All this stuff that I'm holding on to is messing me up. So if I let the stuff go and grab on to God, my life's going to get better. You don't have to have stuff to have a testimony. You got to have Jesus to have a testimony. God will bless you according to his will. He'll answer you. But no matter where you are, you can't allow other people that may see your condition or maybe aware of your pain to tell your faith to be quiet. Some folks don't understand. Sometimes you can't articulate what you're going through. But they're trying to tell you, because they figure if you come up front and you start calling the name of the Lord, you fall down, that they're going to get out of church late. But if it's them, if it's their son or their daughter or their girlfriend or their homie, it's all right. But when it's somebody else, it don't take all that. Well, how do you know? You the one want to put a quarter in the tin cup and tell them to be quiet. But sometimes God will manifest himself using one person so the whole church will know who he is. Somebody right now, they're about ready to burst wide open because they're ready to cry out in faith to Jesus. They're no longer embarrassed. They don't care if you know what the condition is or not. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And Jesus is in the place and they're ready to cry out. You've been shutting that thing up too long. You've been holding on to it. You probably got a nice little cover for it. Got no cloth. Nice little box with a key. Stop nursing that mess and let it go. But it's something about Jesus' presence. When Jesus came, it stirred up something in Bartimaeus. When Jesus comes, it stirs up your faith. Something happens when Jesus is around. When the Spirit of the Lord is flowing in the place, something begins to happen. And you lose your natural control. But then you're under the Spirit's control. Amen. You might not even know when you went out. I see people wake up here, where are my glasses? Where's my husband? Where's my wife? Did anybody get my kids? But you and I today, we're a little bit more fortunate than Bartimaeus. Because Bartimaeus had to wait for Jesus to walk by where he was. But because Jesus is going back to glory, he's put back on, he's operating his full deity. So he's omnipresent. Therefore, wherever we are, he is. So whatever you need, you can call out anywhere. On your job, on the street, on the trolley, in your car, you can call out and cry to him anywhere. And he's right there because he's no longer on the earth going from place to place. He's in his rightful place. Back on the right hand of the Father. You just need to cry out to him. But you need a faith that won't shut up. You need a determined faith. You got to believe God for it. How much trust we put in everybody else? We trust so many other people. How much trust we put in the lottery? Okay, how much trust we put in the street numbers? How much trust we put in the casinos? Anytime you got to go like this, you know it's wrong. You got to do like the Jesus. Go like this. You see the commercial of a man in his car looking for a nickel, and it was a money. When you don't have no money, that's when you be like. Something about the presence of the Lord that just brings out that spirit and whatever's bothering us. We begin to call on the name of the Lord. And you don't have to be embarrassed. Just tell God. God wants us to communicate. He wants to fellowship with us. And he wants to bless us. You have to cry out to faith. Sometimes your faith has to cry out for you. You might have people interceding for you. But sometimes you got to cry out for yourself. Amen. Sometimes you really, I believe that God wants you to show up sometimes. Nothing wrong. I'm not saying stop having people pray for you, pray with you, but pray for yourself. Show up for yourself sometimes. How can it be so important to you that you don't show up? How can your problem be so important to you, it's tearing you up, and I'm praying for you, you're somewhere doing something else? You're not even reading the word, you're not even praying, but you got me praying for you, and you somewhere else playing pool or something. You out somewhere eating a sandwich with a tall glass of tea or something. I'm on my knees sweating. Lord, bless them. In the name of Jesus. God, you know all about my brother and my sister. Every time I see him, they even cry. You somewhere sitting there watching TV. Got you a Netflix. I got folks on their knees praying and crying and spitting. And I got the nerve to check with them next Sunday. Did you pray for me? Because I still got the problem. You look pretty good. All my curls have fell out. Pray. But we got to do what we got to do. Let me close out like this. There's a thing called a will call window. You know, like if co-pastor and I, we're going to the Schubert Theater, to the Academy to do something, and you say, look, I need tickets and I want to go. And you know how my wife is. She's like, yeah, give her. She said, Doug? I'd be like, yes. She say, why don't we pay for the tickets for them and leave them at the will call window because we can't get the tickets to them in time. But when they appear at the theater, they can go through the will call window. So that means that your tickets are paid in full. All you got to do is show up at the will call window. Now, you ain't paid for it. You just requested the tickets. But somebody else paid in full. It's been paid. Jesus paid it all. But some of us have not come to the will call window. Because will call has your names on the tickets. We bought some tickets for Reverend Terrence and Reverend Robin. So if somebody else saw the will call window, they can't come on somebody. That's why I'm not jealous of nobody, because my blessing and her blessing got our name. Oh, Jesus. For Jesus paid it all. But you got to get up to the window. And you got to say your name like your ticket's been paid for. It don't matter who paid it, they're yours. Oh my God. The blessing is yours. Jesus wants to bless. Will you call to the window? Will you call on the name of the Lord? It's paid for. All you got to do is show up. Jesus paid. Just walk in Him. Yes, there's some pitfalls and there's some curves, there's some detours and everything. But if you watch the signs, Jesus, if you watch the signs, if you don't accelerate too quickly, you're going to make it. You'll be able to negotiate the stuff in life. Well, Pastor, just what happens if I fall into one of those ditches? Well, call AAA. What's that? He's able, he's able, he's able. Oh, my God. AAA. Able, able, able. He's able, he's able, he's able. That's AAA. But you got to get up to the window. Your salvation is full and free. The blessings, they won't be room enough to receive them. But you got to have a faith. You have to have a faith that won't be quiet. A faith that won't shut up. Ain't no cute faith. You think Bartimaeus was interested in being cute? He's screaming at the top of his lungs and took off his cloak and everything. He said, look. And they tell him, won't you chill out, man? He want to see you. He said, good. I want to see him. But can't nobody bless me like the Lord. Can nobody do you like Jesus? Nobody. Let us all stand. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We need to have that most holy faith, a faith that won't shut up, a faith that won't be quiet. You need to go after Jesus, whatever you need. He's got it. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't go back to Egypt. Don't go back in the world. Do not retreat. Do not go back to the old life. Everything that you need, God has it, and it's for you. If you simply want it, just go up to the window and tell Him what your name is. If you're here today, and Jesus Christ is not your Lord and Savior, or you want to rededicate your life to Christ, we need you to come down front and give your life to Christ.